Peter arrives, and he goes straight in. He sees the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head, folded off by itself to the side. Now the other disciple, he goes in. He sees. And he believes. You see, they didn't yet understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. So they went home. Mary Magdalene stayed outside the tomb weeping. And as she wept, she bent over and saw two angels dressed in white, seated where the body of Jesus had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" And she said to them, "Because they've taken my Lord out of the tomb, and I don't know where they put him." She turns and sees Jesus standing next to her, but she doesn't know it's Jesus. And he says to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" She, thinking he's the gardener, says, "Sir, if you've taken him out of the tomb, tell me where you've put him, and I will go and get him." And Jesus says to her, "Mary." And she says to him in Aramaic, "Rabuni," which means teacher. And he says, "Don't hold on to me, for I've not yet ascended to my Father. But instead, go to my brothers and tell them I'm ascending to my Father and to your Father, to my God and your God." And so Mary came to the disciples with the news, "I've seen the Lord," and told them everything that he had told her. Now that night, the disciples were together behind locked doors for fear of the Jewish leadership. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And then he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again he said to them, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I'm sending you." And then he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of another, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they're not forgiven." Now, Thomas, called the twin, was not with the disciples when Jesus appeared. And so the disciples came to him with the news, "We have seen the Lord." And Thomas said, "Unless I see the nail marks and put my finger where those nails were, put my hand into his side, I will not believe." So a week later, the disciples were together, and Thomas was with them, again behind locked doors, and Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands? Reach out your hand. Put it in my side. Stop doubting. Believe." And Thomas said, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus said to him, "Thomas, have you believed because you've seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus did many other things that are not recorded in this book. These are written so that you would believe that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And by believing, you would have life in his name. After Jesus appeared to them again by the Sea of Tiberias, it happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the two Zebedee boys, and two other disciples were together. And Peter says, "I'm going fishing." And they say, "We'll go with you." And so they got in the boat. They catch nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stands on the shore. But they don't know it's Jesus. And he says to them, "Children, haven't you had any fish?" And they say to him, "No." And he says, "Cast them out on the right side of the boat and you'll catch some." And as they cast the net, on the right side of the boat. They cannot pull it in because of the great number of fish. And so the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, said, "Oh, it's the Lord." And as soon as Simon Peter heard him say that, he wrapped his outer garment around him and jumped in because he was stripped for work. The disciples followed behind, dragging the net full of fish. They got to the shore and they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it, as well as bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you caught." So Simon goes and gets the net. He drags it ashore. It's full of large fish, 153. And yet the net did not break, even though the great catch. And then Jesus said, "Come have breakfast." And no one said to him, "And you are," because they knew it was the Lord. He took the bread and he gave it to them, as well as the fish. This is the third time that Jesus had appeared to them after he'd been raised from the dead. And after breakfast, Jesus said to Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these?" Peter said, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again, he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter said, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And Jesus said, "Tend my sheep." A third time, Jesus said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you truly love me?" And Peter was hurt, because for three times, Jesus asked, "Do you love me?" And so he said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." And Jesus said, "Feed my sheep. Truly I tell you, when you were a young man, you went where you wanted. You dressed yourself. But when you are an old man, someone else will dress you and will lead you where you do not want to go." He said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. And then he said, "Follow me." Peter turned and saw the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, following behind, and said, "Lord, what about him?" And Jesus said, "If I want him to remain till I return, what is that to you? You follow me." Now, because of this, a rumor developed that this disciple was not going to die. And that's not what Jesus said. He only said that if I want him to remain until I return, what is that to you? This is the disciple who witnesses to you. And he writes these things. And we know his testimony is true. Jesus did so many other things. If they were written down, I suppose the world would not be big enough to contain the books that would be written. This is the word of the Lord.